Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is joined this morning by two Chapman students who are trying to do something very notable and worthwhile that we'll talk about. Mitchell Rosenberg and Rose Mina, both in studio now. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. So we got in touch, Mitchell, because you're trying to bring something really cool to my alma mater, to Chapman University. Yeah. So tell us about Camp KASM. What is it and why are you doing it?
Yeah, so we're trying to bring Camp KASM to Chapman. It's an organization that puts on a free summer camp for kids whose parents have cancer. I found out about it because my sister was super involved at the UC Berkeley chapter, and KASM is doing this big expansion campaign, so we're trying to do whatever we can to bring it to Chapman.
Okay, and are you personally affected in any way, or you were just inspired by the organization?
Yeah, so when I was 13, my dad was diagnosed with cancer, with throat cancer. He's great now. You wouldn't know a difference, which is amazing. But, you know, this was kind of something, once we learned about it, that we wished we knew about when we were kids, because, you know, this blanket is kind of thrown over your life, and, you know, you may not be able to go to do regular things that kids do, whether it's summer camp, you know, whether it's financially or just your parents can't, you know, get you there. You know, a lot of the focus is on the parent. So this organization is just a great way to kind of give back to those kids, give them this much needed break. They're surrounded by other kids that are in the same exact situation as them, and their parents, you know, get a little break as well too.
And what ages are the kids that participate?
So the kids, they range from about 4 or 5 up to 18. So, you know, it's a big range. There's different age groups in the actual camp. And then once they age out, you know, there's sometimes opportunities for them to become CITs or counselors as well.
Okay, and so by bringing it to a college campus like Chapman, in what way is the student body involved in the camp?
So it is completely student-run and student-planned. So the entire year, you know, we have a large group of students that we'd have to put together. It's a ton of work. It's a ton of time. No one's lying about that. The actual camp, it doesn't take place at Chapman. It takes place at a campsite somewhere, you know, near Chapman, half an hour away. So the students, you know, there's the directors, there's fundraisers, there's people that plan the activities, and they act as the actual camp counselors. So completely student planned, student run.
Got it.
Yeah.
So Rose, you jumped in here, liking the idea and maybe wanting to help out the kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitchell approached me with the idea like midway through last semester. And ever since then, we've just been kind of spitballing ideas about, you know, my brother has cancer, so it's just sort of, it was something that I was personally connected to. And also, I just think it's an amazing opportunity for the kids, and I was super stoked that he wanted to be part of it, because I think, like he said, it gives kids just an awesome opportunity to be around other people who actually understand, like,
right,
what it's like to have a parent going through cancer.
Well, we should mention that it's only going to make it to Chapman if people vote for it,
yes,
right? So
right,
there's other universities that are competing, I guess you could say, right, to also have the camp there.
Right.
How many are competing?
Yeah, so we made it into the top 12 finalists. You know, unfortunately, it's a competition. Everyone's trying to do something great for their schools. Everyone's trying to do something nice. But it is, they have so many chapters that want to open up. They can only open up a certain amount at a time. So they're aiming to open up 4 to 6 new chapters. There's 12 finalists, and it all comes by votes. So, you know, it takes 30 seconds to vote. You can do it on your phone, on your computer, and the link is vote.campkasm.org. You know, like I said, it takes 30 seconds, and in that short time, you could help change a kid's life.
And it's KASEM, right?
Right.
And are the other universities that are nominated, if you will, are they in California or are they all over the place?
All over the country.
Okay. So yeah, are we the only Southern California representative?
There are 3 in California. Mm-hmm. Cal Poly SLO is also one of them, so
yeah,
in Southern California.
Okay. But and as far as Orange County, LA area is concerned,
only,
yeah, we're it.
Yeah.
Very cool. So people can go online, give the URL one more time.
It's vote.campkasm.org.
And then talk about how any Chapman students who may be listening, how can they then get involved with the camp if it does get accepted?
Sure. So, you know, if we are awarded a chapter at Chapman, we will hit the ground running. We'll be at all the student involvement fairs. We'll be getting the word out. You know, our goal with getting these votes is we weren't just doing this to get votes. We were also heavily, heavily getting the word out to students. So we now have a long running list of people that have been like, you know what, I connect with this in some way. I'd love to be a part of this if it comes to Chapman. So we'll get the word out because we need a big, big team of people. And we're already starting, you know, applications to become an official student organization if we do get KESM at our school.
Great. And students will volunteer and work with the kids and work kind of as counselors and that sort of thing?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So like I said, completely student-run, student-planned. They will help plan the entire camp, which I think is a lot more work than people
sure.
think. And then the actual camp, they'll be counselors.
Great. Anything you want to add, Rose?
No. I think we mostly covered it. It's K-Camp. Go to vote.campkesem, KESEM.org.
All right. Well, hopefully we can bring this to Chapman. Obviously, I'm proud of anything good going on at my alma mater, and I think it's important that we keep this local. So indeed, vote and show Mitchell and Rose and all of Camp KESM supporters your support. Again, vote.campkesem.com, right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.